From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. The bodies of three Israeli teenagers who went missing in the West Bank earlier this month have been found in a village near Hebron, according to the Israeli army. They disappeared while hitchhiking home, and Israel has accused Hamas of involvement in their abduction. Hamas denies responsibility, but journalist James Marlowe in Jerusalem says the Israeli cabinet may now authorize a military response.
It's clear that there's going to be now even a further clampdown now on Hamas, the militant Islamic group. They may fire back many, many more rockets from Gaza as they've been doing for the last few days. There could be a full invasion now into Gaza to root out some of the arms and the rockets which Hamas are storing up inside of Gaza.
Fighting has continued between Sunni extremist rebels and Iraqi government forces around the northern city of Tikrit. Iraqi troops have been trying to retake Tikrit after it was taken by ISIS-led militants on the 11th of June. Ali Barrett reports from Erbil in northern Iraq.
Fresh airstrikes have been carried out around Tikrit, and local witnesses report former President Saddam Hussein's palace is among the buildings that have been hit. Iraq's army is denying that rebels drove back a convoy coming to the aid of a nearby military base as parts of it were seized by militants in a counterattack. The Iraqi military launched a major offensive on Tikrit at the weekend after its soldiers recaptured part of the campus of Tikrit University on Friday. The continuing clashes in and around the city come after ISIS militants declared an Islamic caliphate in the territory they control in Syria and Iraq. Iraq's parliament is due to meet on Tuesday to try and elect a new government after elections in April.
The White House says the U.S. Supreme Court is putting the health of American women at risk after a ruling that U.S. companies can claim a religious exemption to laws requiring them to pay for their employees' contraception. Critics of the court's decision say that it opens the way to a series of challenges to other American laws. Here's Simon Marks from Washington.
In one of the most significant Supreme Court decisions for years, the justices ruled by 5-4 that the management of a private company cannot be compelled to pay for their workers' contraception if they have a religious objection to it. In a country in which millions of Americans rely on company-funded healthcare plans, it is an enormous issue. And White House spokesman Josh Earnest says a regressive decision.
President Obama believes that women should make personal healthcare decisions for themselves, rather than their bosses deciding for them.
The ruling has potentially enormous implications. It's the first time the Supreme Court has taken the view that a private corporation can hold religious views.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Talks are underway in Brussels to determine the next steps in solving Ukraine's separatist crisis. Clashes in East Ukraine are continuing despite the EU handing down a Monday deadline for Russia to convince pro-Russian rebels to back down. Sandra Gatman reports from Brussels.
European officials are contemplating when to unleash a third wave of economic sanctions against Moscow as Russian authorities fail to display signs of helping to de-escalate separatist movements in East Ukraine. Clashes with Ukrainian government forces have continued despite the presence of a ceasefire expiring on Monday. EU leaders also gave Russia a Monday deadline to convince rebels to give back taken checkpoints, hand over hostages, and implement an agreed peace plan with Kiev. French President François Hollande, together with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, engaged in a two-hour-long phone call on Sunday with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
The Australian-born, British-based entertainer Rolf Harris has been found guilty of 12 counts of indecent assault. The 84-year-old has been convicted of a string of sexual abuse charges dating between 1968 and 1986. Dan Whitehead reports from London.
During a six-week trial, the court in London heard evidence Mr. Harris attacked four victims, including the 13-year-old best friend of his daughter, Bindi. Other victims included a girl who said Harris groped her when she was aged 7 or 8 after she went to get his autograph at a community centre near Portsmouth. The prosecution described him as being a sinister pervert with a dark side. Mr. Harris, who denied the allegations throughout, has been released on bail but will return to court on Friday to be sentenced. He's been told to expect a custodial sentence.
For the rest of the day's news, you can follow us on Twitter at Feature Story or check out our new website at featurestorynews.com. And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.